Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Now, we've done two strawberry recipes that pertain more to breakfast. We've done one dessert. We did our strawberry ice cream. Now, what I'm going to do is have a little bit of fun showing you the savory aspects of using strawberries. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do here is we are going to do a strawberry and spinach roasted feta chicken. Now, I promise you, this is one really cool recipe because most people wouldn't think to put strawberries with chicken. But the way we make this work, it really makes sense. And the balance is there, and that's always important when we cook. The very first thing I'm going to do is put a tablespoon of olive oil in a nice hot pan. I'm going to use 2 tablespoons of Cooking Sensations Gourmet seasoning. If you do not have that, any seasoning you have will work as long as you put something a little more traditional than just salt and pepper. Then what we're going to use is 4 chicken breasts. And I've always yield my recipes for 4 because I have 4 people in my family, including myself. But if you need to add more, just raise the recipe up a little bit more. It won't make a big difference. 2 cups of strawberries. With these strawberries, I want to make sure that we cut these strawberries really thin. We're going to do 1 cup of feta cheese. So, you know, that's 1/4 cup for each chicken breast. And the reason why is feta and its bitterness with the strawberries and their sweetness and the savoriness of the chicken, it really is an explosion of flavor. And I'm going to use 1 cup of walnuts. Like we did with the feta, we're going to put 1/4 cup on each one of the chicken breasts. And it's very important, like I said, to put them on there evenly, because with the walnuts, it gives that crunch to the chicken. And once it blends with that strawberry and feta, it really is a special flavor. And it's really unique in so many ways. And then I do salt and pepper to taste, because I'm a salt and pepper guy. We always got to remember that salt and pepper means that our food is not going to be flat. And anything that's lacking salt and pepper usually is going to be a flat dish. And it's really unappetizing when we eat something that can be fixed with something as simple as salt and pepper. I'm going to put that in a 375 degree oven for 10 minutes. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open my oven door and let that hot air come out, close it and put it down to 300 degrees for another 7 minutes. And depending on how big the chicken breasts are, it could be shorter than that. But always remember 165 degrees for poultry. This is a really cool recipe. You will love it. And for this and many more recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.